Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Whale Nerds Podcast. This is episode number 38. My name is Slater, and I'm here with Eric.
Hi, everyone.
And Caitlin.
Hello. Oh, my God, Eric, you're back.
I'm back.
Dang it. Where the heck have you been?
I know. We didn't do anything sneaky while he was gone.
What'd you guys do?
We missed our opportunity.
Oh,
I was gone, too, remember?
I was across the country
pond.
In the Atlantic Ocean, crossing it.
You crossed the pond.
I didn't even feel like you left.
What?
Thanks.
It's not like I go whale watching.
I missed you.
She missed you.
I think so many people were happy I'm gone. Everyone at the office is like, oh, cool. I got so many hours when you were gone. I got to naturalize. And it was so
oh,
fun.
Oh, good. I didn't have any sassy comments and breakfast chips to deal with.
Did you get a picture from Kate Cummings?
Of you in my spot?
Dude, she microphone? Took a picture of me in his spot with the microphone.
I know,
in his
she
hand.
Put it in the comments on Eric's Facebook.
Oh, you saw it? I never got to see it.
Yeah,
oh,
it's on my
I saw
face.
It. You're tagged in it.
My book face.
No, I don't, she just sent the picture. I don't think she tagged me.
It's in the comment section of one of Eric's posts. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, did he do the sea lion speech? And she was like, there's a sea lion speech?
No, there was
it's a very fast sea lion speech.
She said, what's it called? Oh, I said, hand me the mic. And then she's like, let me take a picture of you in his corner. I like that spot, but I really like being down low anyways. You know me.
Yeah, I like that spot, but it hurts my hips.
You like it because there's a chain there and people can't get really close
but
to you when you're talking.
But people still touch me. I don't know why. People like to touch me when I'm naturalizing. It's creepy.
That is creepy. I don't like that.
Yeah, they're like, I think I'll touch his shoulder. I'll think I'll touch his shoulder like, and let him point at the whale
excuse me.
That he steered the boat towards. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah, weird. I don't know why people need to touch me.
I feel like we need to have a conversation about this off episode. You seem very concerned.
You're being harassed.
There's other naturalists that listen. They probably don't like being touched when they're naturalizing too. It's just
no, I just don't like being touched in general.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
How come as soon as we start talking, my dog wants to hang out?
Dude, Lacey
she was in
loves
the room
us.
The whole time. And then
see, now she's touching Eric. She just loves us.
So, should we do a quick report of this week and then talk about you? Because your thing's probably you have a lot to say, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably start yelling.
And you've already been back.
It's been, what, 4 days? 3 days? 5 days? 4 days.
We went whale watching together. Here, how about we talk about my Monday? Because you guys probably whale watch tons more than me.
Yeah, go.
So Monday, I think it was Monday. Monday or Tuesday I went, and it was flipping cool. We had Rizzos and Pacific White-sided dolphins. I think you guys only got to see Rizzos that day. You were out. Remember I was spotted across boats?
Oh, that was like last Friday.
Was it?
Something like
no,
that.
No, it was like Monday. It was like, because I was out of town.
Sunday?
It was like, yeah, it was like Monday or Sunday. Anyways, we had Pacific Whiteside Dolphins and Rizzos. The Whitesides were bow riding. The water was like a clean green into some like random brown patches. But the Rizzos were flipper flapping, dude. They were breaching and jumping and doing all sorts of cool stuff. There was a lot of them.
What, like how good was the flipper flapping? Was it good?
Some, like one of them, you know how when a dolphin like gets way up out of there and then they like tweak their body and like fall back?
Oh, okay.
It was like some big.
I was always wondering what that was called.
Yeah.
Flipper flapping.
Do you think they'll still be flipper flapping when I get there?
They were flipper flapping today.
Whoa.
Yeah. See, the thing is you have to go with either Caitlin or I. And
okay.
We've been having a lot of flipper flapping Rizzos the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And then we had humpback whales do some sporadic lunge feeding. I believe Fran was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or Fran might have been in the was no yeah that was Fran was there, which was cool. And then guess what?
What?
I went whale watching with you what 2 days ago or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, and we had tons of lunch feeding, and I got my favorite photo ever.
Yeah, that is a nice photo. It is a nice photo.
It was.
I like that you guys each have a different version of this.
All of us do.
Same
if you look. I'm literally 4 feet above him.
You can look because he's like, he's a little bit above me. He's like, 4 or 5 feet. No, he's probably like 8 feet above me.
Standing up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And what's it called? Kate was on the roof. And so that's like, what, another 10 feet?
Oh,
so like,
you were on the deck, Eric. And then
so
Kate was on the top deck.
So there's three different perspectives.
Because I just saw Kate's photo.
It'd be cool if there was a drone perspective and we could have got all four at the same time. And if you look, all of us have these two birds, one on each side. There's more than two birds, but you can see two birds on each side of them.
And then I took a picture of Slater's hands so people can know where
I saw that. That was pretty funny.
He was like, stick your hands out. He's like, don't drop your camera. Dude, it was so perfect.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, the boat was pointing in like the greatest direction, and the sea lions and everything was like moving towards the like that side. And I just ran downstairs, got in position, and sure enough, boom, like right there.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, it was so today, perfect.
Today was pretty much the same trip. It was amazing. Great weather.
Nice.
Great whales, lunch feeding. Fran was there. Inverse was there.
Oh, nice.
Some regulars. Check. Check marks.
Oh, there's I saw check and check I marks? Met check marks yesterday.
Yeah, confusing, yesterday? Huh? Yeah, yeah. Yesterday what? You saw check marks.
What does check marks look like?
It has tons a bunch of check marks on its flukes.
I can show you right
descriptive,
now.
Descriptive, huh?
Guess what? I want to show you something.
You've been happy whaling it up?
Today I did. I happy whaled like nine.
Yeah.
I think I did like eight whales from.
He got a dirty text this morning saying you better start some happy whaling.
See, Kate, you lied. They all lied. Everybody lies. They told me that I just needed to put the file and not the coordinates. Mm. That the coordinates were going to be in my file.
Don't you have your GPS on?
Yeah. So will it do it? It's just not yet.
It should.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be really sad because I could have just typed them in and taken an extra 200 hours. Okay, look at this whale, you guys. It's Batman from up north. Let me see. You guys are going to be like, whoa, it's Batman. Maybe not.
I'm waiting on pins and needles.
Whatever. I don't know where my photos I just submitted are. Do you guys know?
Yeah, it's on the left in that box.
In here?
Yeah.
Well, they're not working. These are old. This is from like 1994.
Then go that way.
Oh, 4 hours ago.
There you go.
Is this it? No. So that's from Monterey. What? Dude, you guys are going to be so happy when you see this. Right?
Not happy yet.
Here.
I'm Batman.
Isn't that
actually,
like
that's even better.
It's more. Yeah, Batman his logo. Is like his is like in the middle. It's more rounded. This one's sharp point.
Wow, that looks even more like a bat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, dude. I might rename him.
So what? We're going to call this one Bat...
The real Batman.
The real Batman.
Or Batwoman.
Or Batman official.
Batwoman premieres in 2 days.
Bat person.
Just saying.
Is there really a Batwoman movie coming out?
No, it's going to be a show.
Anyways, I got like 9 humpbacks up there that are all going to be around this area right here. And then, I got like 3 from Monterey yesterday.
Cool.
Sweet.
So I'm like an original happy whaler. What?
Nothing. My trips. Let's see. Ooh, today we had a blue whale.
Flip.
Nice.
Flap.
Yeah. Flap. Flipper. Was
and
it flipper
came
flapping?
Up like right next to the boat. It was beautiful.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The weather looks good for like the rest of this week in 2 weeks. And yep. Oh, you're coming on my trip? And you're coming on my trip.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to be on everybody's Slater's all day trip.
Dude, it's going to be freaking awesome.
Do you have any spots left?
Yeah, I have 8
okay,
spots.
If anyone wants to get on with the whale nerds, we're all going to be there.
October 11th.
October 11th.
Friday.
Dude,
but yeah, Kate texted me and she's like, the weather's great. I'm like, stop looking at it because I know what's going to happen the day before.
You're going to get too excited.
Hurricane Monterey is going to come and I'm gonna be like, no. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be, no matter what, it'll go.
So I also saw an interesting whale and got a text about it today. So yesterday we had lunch feeding humpbacks and we had one whale that was missing most of the left fluke and it has white markings on the underside of the tail and a lot of killer whale rake marks. And there's a couple whales that are missing a big chunk of the fluke on one side or the other. I've documented probably like 6 or 7 at least, maybe 8 or 9. So this whale is like all tore up and it's not a whale that I recognize from this year. We had one that was around a lot in the same area with half a fluke and it's a different whale. Yeah, Slater just pulled up the photo. It's a different whale. Mm. So
that's on the opposite side too, right?
Yeah. Kate texted me and said there is a record of it. It was first documented in Cabo in 1985.
Wow. Older than me times like 10.
It's older than me.
Plus 10. Older than you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, guys.
We just set you up for that one, Eric.
Sorry about it. And then she sent me the Happy Whale link. I don't know if it will open. It's CRC 10724. They don't know if it's male or female.
10724?
Yeah.
You know that you guys can go on Happy Whale if you're listening, and you can if you hear us say a name, you could search it and see the exact well we're talking about.
And unfortunately
or the fluke of it at least.
So
I've seen a lot.
Yeah. Somehow they know that this whale was first sighted in 85, but the first sighting in Happy Whale is from 93.
You see it down south.
A lot of people have seen
it. Yeah, down south they've seen it.
Yeah.
It was seen in, yeah, because if Mark's on
what's
there.
What's its sight and history in Monterey?
Excuse me.
Like how many different, can you see how many different encounters there have been? Four?
No, I think six. I zoomed in. Oh, yeah, four.
And up in five. San Fran.
Yeah. And cool. So in Newport, where at? Oh, I guess right.
In Newport Beach.
Dang, like straight up in Newport Beach.
Can you click on this one?
Who, this?
Whose data is that? No. Does it have the photographer name?
Yeah, of course it won't.
Why not?
Because you know how they
never
are.
Never mind. I told you to click the wrong
if
thing.
If there was a person's name, it'd be...
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm Caitlin. Curious if I've ever seen this whale before because it's so distinctive.
I feel like I've seen it like a week ago.
Well, I mean, it was over between Marina and the... Like, it was by the sand plant.
Can you imagine if I saw it on San Juan Islands like last week? Would that be nuts?
No, I'm sure it's been sighted around...
Definitely.
Oh, wow. The 93 sighting was from Gulf of the Farallones.
It's been up there.
It's one of the old, like, they had to scan in the plate. That's really neat.
I kind of feel like I saw that whale with... Oh, no, the whale I'm talking about is that one. I was going to say with you on the boat and Danny, and that was this whale.
Yeah. So Eric's yelping because Lacey licked his elbow. So, yeah, so we had some interesting humpbacks around. We've been seeing a little bit of competitive groups, too, this week.
I heard that. Yeah, some whales are actually chasing Fran around.
Yeah, I was out there that day.
She might have some little Frans.
She also will have to verify this. Pay attention when she flukes really high. She looks very wide towards the lower part of her tail.
Well, it is end of the season, so you never know. She either like, is fat or she could be preggo.
Well, you know what? But I watched her fluke like 100 times over the other day, and she wasn't fluking, but she was really lifting up and then like just barely taking her tail up. It was pissing me off.
Yeah, one time she did a huge fluke for me, and I was like, oh, man, I wish I would have taken a picture of that because she looks very wide in the lower part of her peduncle. So I'm wondering if she's preggo.
Padunkadunk.
That would be awesome.
I said peduncle on... Oh, my gosh. I wasn't expecting a long yawn. I said peduncle on my trip up in San Juan Islands, and the people were like, that's a funny word. Like they started,
it is. It's a super fun word.
It is a very funny word.
It's a fun word to
makes
say.
You want to say like peduncadunk or something.
I like saying that. Yeah, peduncadunk. You know what else is a fun word to say, Slater, in the
corporate capricalin opus.
Is that it? The first time I said that, Slater was like, no Harry Potter curses here.
Say it. Okay, I always mess it up. Say it correctly for me.
Cavernosum.
Cavernosum.
Maxillaris.
Maxillaris.
Corpus cavernosa.
Some.
Cavernosum. Maxillaris.
You guys, he just turned Caitlin into a frog.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I have the ability to fry.
What?
You know, fry with wings.
We're saying that you just did a spell on Caitlin, turned her into
a frog. Frogs don't fly.
If you turn her into anything, it better be like a dolphin or a whale.
I'd be okay with something that flies, though.
Some frogs glide.
Oh.
I guess.
Okay. Let's do Eric's thing. Let's talk about Eric's trip because I really want to hear about Faroe Islands, Norway, and Greenland because I'm jealous about
and
all
Iceland.
Three of those.
You went to Iceland too, right?
Oh, yeah, and Iceland. And you went to the same place as me in Iceland.
Yeah.
We could have been friends. And
I can't even say
that. And Tadoussac. I want to hear about that too.
Oh, yeah.
Tadoussac. Okay, yeah. So hit us with some knowledge.
All right.
And yeah.
Basically, there's lots of rizzos, whitesides, humpbacks, and I saw a blue whale today. So get out on the water in Monterey on October 11th.
And if you can't go on that date, then you're never going to see
Forget
a whale.
Forget it.
And everything they saw, I saw in the last 4 days I've been back. In fact, yeah, yes. Slater was
except
with
for
me.
A blue whale.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the brew lately. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so anyway. Okay. Yeah.
Take it away, Aaron. We're ready.
Wait, where did you leave from here? You flew to where?
LAX. I flew from LAX to France.
All right.
And from France, I flew from there to Bergen, Norway. And from Bergen, Norway, I hopped on the ship and started sailing across the Atlantic. So it actually got really, 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 really bad out there. Like even in the fjord.
Like what? Like Beaufort 11?
Like wind waves were like, you know, like 4 to 5 maybe. I think a few of you saw the video of me just like in our slip, like.
Yeah,
there's like 3-4 foot wind waves just there. So we're like, okay. But anyway, Bergen, by the way, is the rainiest city in Norway, in Europe, actually. 240 days of rain.
Sounds like Portland.
Yeah.
And is Seattle technically more rainy?
Sounds like the Olympic Peninsula.
I don't know.
Talk about
I have no clue.
Rain.
I don't know about the U.S. anymore. But yeah. Anyway, 240 days of rain. It was raining like crazy. But, you know, I was prepared for it. And then... Obviously, being a whale nerd and a marine animal enthusiast, I walked around, went to the fish market,
and looked at different fish and all kinds of good stuff. And then...
Wait, what kind of weird fish did you see there?
Dolphins?
No.
Not in that one. In Norway.
Different types of flatfish that they eat. There's like types of cods that they traditionally
salted
love
cod.
To eat in the
same with Iceland too.
A lot of those countries in the North Atlantic, they dry a lot of their cod and they either eat it dry or sometimes they actually will kind of like rehydrate it and eat it that way. So that's very common.
Was it in salt?
No, I don't know the whole process, but they just literally hang there and dry. Yeah. Wow. I wish I could like share albums of the trip.
Put it on Patreon.
I can do that. There's also
get them on because you should put your trip on there.
Yeah, and there's also some other things that Norway does that I got to witness. You know,
like
whale meat.
What kind? Were
they handing out as samples or what?
Yes, and then all the things like that Costco? People told me was true. Yes, if you walk down to like the touristy fish markets, there are literally people trying to hand you
with
whale
a toothpick.
Meat, reindeer, moose meat. Whoa. Yeah, just like come at, like it's no big deal. It's like oh, and then like. You know, I'm just like, okay, bye.
Is it raw or was it cooked?
So there was in like processed form, like you know, in sausage form. There was smoke.
Oh my God,
it was smoked. There was one place offering like whale meat burgers.
Oh my goodness!
There was another place, an actual restaurant that did have like it was like you know whale steak or something.
Is
like that
what you sent me the picture of the menu? Was that in
Norway? Yeah.
There was like skate wings and stuff too.
Yeah, I sent a lot of the photos to some close friends. I didn't want to put that out because I know some people would probably the gore factor is just gonna like kind of wig you out. But
did it seem like it was mostly in the tourist area where that was happening, or you think like that's like normal diet?
So here's the thing. I purposely went on this trip. It was funny on the way there when people found out I was going. A lot of our listeners, in fact, and a few of my friends who I didn't know had connections there. Well, I was like, hey, while you're there, you should talk to so and so or meet so and so. You know, so it was funny. Like when I got in France, I got all these like messages and stuff saying, hey, meet up with this person. They can show you around or tell you about the whales over there and stuff like that. But a lot of the tourists are eating it. There's a few because seafood's really big in Norway. It's really big.
Right.
You know, they love shrimp.
They love they got lots of coastline.
They love it. You don't see it. And like I purposely looked at some of the menus of like, you know, more away from the touristy area places like in away from Bergen, and you don't see it there. You did obviously see it in the tourist places. I did talk to one gentleman who told me that it's more popular in the north, and he's saying that from what he sees, most of his country is not really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But he served in the military over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you this before that when he was in the military, they served whale meat inside their whatever you call
it. Was it more economical or something?
Was it
or
like
what?
A canned
I'm not
whale
sure.
meat, you think?
I'm not really sure. He didn't even give me details, but he told me he was served, you know, the new recruits when they're in like the boot camp or whatever they you know they're
getting. Not now though, right? This was then or now?
I'm not sure when he was in the service, but it didn't look like he was in it anymore. But he did serve in Norway and in the military, and he was telling me about that.
How old was this guy?
He's probably in his mid-30s or so.
Okay.
But we all know.
Not that long ago, then.
But we all know they still, you know, obviously.
Well, it may be cheap protein as a byproduct of whatever
they
are whaling.
That's why they did the canned sardines and stuff. It was easier to fly sardines than it was like a big can.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, so I observed that over there. But then from there, we were going to head to the northern part of Scotland, a town called Lerwick. But the conditions were really bad, guys. I almost got thrown out of bed two times. Luckily, I caught myself.
Did you learn how to sleep with your arm out in your bunk?
I just like didn't untuck the sheets. So I was like in a giant burrito. So I did that.
People get seasick, you think?
Yeah, I think some people got seasick.
Oh,
but
for sure. Some of them
people
had to get sick.
And I'm like literally like laughing at people like, you know, like almost tipping over on the boat.
I just don't get how you can sign up for like a journey like that and not like.
Okay, but think about like crossing the Drake's Passage. Yeah. Like even us might get seasick in that thing, but we want to go to Antarctica.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going.
So anyway, so yeah, we actually did not go to Scotland because of the direction of the swell. It was like, they said like 15 foot swells out there, and they were close together. You know, from my standpoint, looking at it, I was like, oh, okay. You know, wise decision. And our captain was a captain in the Norwegian Navy, so you know I'm gonna trust him. But we actually passed up Scotland and went to everyone's favorite controversial place, the Faroe Islands. And when I got there, yeah, I was also told to contact another person. And yeah, I actually had a few people flip out found out I was going there. But you guys all know my standpoint. I travel because I want to experience different people, different cultures. And not it's wrong to condemn the whole island for literally a few people's actions, you know. And going there, I met college age people, younger people, who someone hooked me up with, and they're telling me the same thing, that it is their tradition. You know, these are people who are descent. Denmark is what kind of really runs that place right now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the people there are descendants of Vikings, you know, and that was one of the settlements over there. So a lot of their history is, you know, obviously pretty lengthy, and they still try to carry on these traditions. Some people highly frown upon it. Some people do it because, once again, the tradition. Some people are steering away from any type of marine mammal meat because of the mercury levels they have there. Mm-hmm. And the country is really pushing that, going, hey, guys, you know, be careful.
It's not safe to eat.
There's this. And it's getting touchy there, to the point where there are people who are trying to go, hey, leave these animals alone. There are some people who are getting physical threats who are trying to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not even going to name the name of the people who I talked to. But as far as starting whale watch businesses there, some of them were talking about it. They're not as much. The density is pretty low there, you know.
Yeah.
They do get bottlenose whales, you know, in the fjords sometimes. Minkies, fins, blues. White can sometimes white be
dolphins.
White beaks were everywhere. They're seen usually. The islands are a bunch of whole, like 18 islands. They're all clustered.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of go outside sometimes for the bigger stuff. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, North Atlantic conditions, you really can't push it some days. It's a lot. We're spoiled here in Monterey. You know, it's not. The animal density is a little bit less over there. But it's like, if they do want to push this industry, they probably have to steer it or word it towards birds. Birds are amazing there, guys. Like puffins, like I'm not going to say I'm tired of puffins, but I'm puffined out right now. And just like the islands themselves, the cliffs, the waterfalls and stuff like that. You know, if they can really push that place as a wildlife like destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
So but, I have a question.
Yeah.
How far is the Faroe Islands from like the continent?
Is the exact mileage. So let's take a look. If you're
like
looking at the mainland,
how easy is it to get to Faroe Islands?
It is actually not easy to get to. So you're talking about something northwest of Scotland. In fact, here's another thing. People condemn the Faroe Islands. A lot of people who badmouth it cannot point out the damn place on the map.
Yeah. I remember it being fairly remote because we learned about it in college.
It's like in between there and Iceland, right?
Yeah. If you're going to hate a place, at least know where it is on the map. Yeah. It's literally in between Iceland and Norway. You know, it's a middle of nowhere. It is kind of hard to get to. They have one airport that the British started a long time ago. It's one of those places that has a mix of cultures and, you know, people who've been there who mm-hmm. are like claimed it and stuff like that, you know. So you know, it's a different place, a mix of cultures, and it's a beautiful place.
Oh,
but
yeah, they have such crazy landscape.
Yeah, I mean,
huge waterfalls.
You know how here you see a waterfall, like, ooh, one waterfall, ooh, over there it's like literally three beautiful breathtaking waterfalls right next to each other. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the only reason why people know the Faroe Islands, unfortunately, is because of the whole, you know, pilot whale situation. It's going to be hard for them to turn it around, you know.
Question about that, though. It's a subsistence hunt, right? Like, they eat it. They're mm-hmm. not just killing them.
Yeah.
They eat it.
And what's funny is the government kind of got into it. I mean, yes, it's their tradition, but they all say, hey, you got to be humane. And, you know, this sounds bad, guys, but
right.
like, you got to kill them quick. You know, there's a specific way and tool knife that they use to do it, you know.
So that's why we learned about it in college when I was taking marine mammal mm-hmm. classes, because it is a very, like, the time to death is very quick.
Yeah.
And so, to be honest, that's more humane than swimming around with a crab trap on your tail for two years.
Exactly.
You know,
and
to
they
me,
also brought up the point that it's almost like the government's kind of like just watching it like a hawk. There's only, I want to say, 13 beaches they're allowed to like do this at and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a weird situation there. But, you know, talking to some of the people I was there with, I mean, they brought up I've been talking to you guys about it already. Like, they kind of refer to us as like, you know, the Americans or the Westerners. Like, why are you guys, you know, why are they telling us what to do when the U.S. is one of the countries that is really big on hunting? You know, who's to say one type of animal's life is better, is more important than the others? I brought this up to you guys the other day, like the fact that we wear camo real tree is just
like for fun.
Like it's, for fun, you know.
It's just apparel,
you know.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you don't see. I didn't see anyone in a Pharaoh's, you know, shirt wearing, you know, and wearing a shirt say, "Let's go fuck up some pilot." Oh crap! I mean, let's go kill some pilot whales. Sorry, I had a Slater moment there, but we're all adults, right? Okay, but
I hope so. Sorry, Bennett.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry, buddy. But yeah,
we have to change the tag now.
Explicit. This episode's explicit.
But you know, going there, that was another thing. Like, it's not just the sights and being, it's the people, you know, learning about the people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got people flipped out on, like, two people flipped out on me for going to the Faroe Islands. But guys, no one said anything about Norway. No one said anything about Iceland or Greenland. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one said anything about Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, it's like every country I went to either eats whales or still hunts seals, you know. Mm-hmm. But every place also...
We still hunt seals. Right now in the United States, they opened up seal culling.
But every place I went to has...
Sea lion culling.
Sea lion
culling. Every place I went to had... Seal. Every place I went to, I went whale watching. There's people who love whales there. Or there was, you know, ecotourism or people who are trying to push it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why when they got to the Faroes, we had a listener, you know, a few listeners tell me, hey, talk to so-and-so, talk to so-and-so, mm-hmm. you know, about this. And but they the people... One guy I talked to, he said, yeah, a person who actually works with whales out there, he said, like, the density is low, you know. There's amazing stuff out here, but the density is low, and our conditions aren't like home. But, you know, we can push birding because we stick close to shore, mm-hmm. you know, and the sights are beautiful. So it's like you can't really market it as whale watching because then everyone obviously is, you know, expecting whales.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more
of... Just call it wildlife adventure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's times of years where there's obviously a tourist season and a season where it's not. So,
right.
You know, it's...
Well, yeah, I'm sure you don't want to go out there in the middle of December.
Yeah, so is it going to be economical to actually start, you know, a business out there? Or one thing I brought up to them is like, hey, all our whale watch boats out here aren't whale watching boats. You know, your fishermen mm-hmm. can also, you know, if they literally have a poor season or want to change it up every now and then, do a wildlife excursion.
I mean, that's how it started here. They started watching gray whales in the winter because no one wanted to go fishing.
Yeah. And the majority of our boats out here in California are, you know,
former fishing boats
are still doing, you know, both jobs. Yeah. But Faroes, you know, that's obviously a controversial place. But Iceland, same thing. Me and Slater have been there. You're literally whale watching in one spot in the fjord. You go a mile down towards the opening of the fjord and there's a whaling station. Mm-hmm. You know,
someone told me, they said, oh, I'll never go to Iceland because they whale there. And I was like, that literally makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if you don't go and prove that there's good whales to watch there, then no one's going to care about it.
Yeah. You want the people to know, you know, that there's whales there because we all know, everyone knows our wildlife is worth more alive than dead.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a responsible way to travel to countries like that and make a difference with your dollars. Like mm-hmm. choosing to not order the whale meat dish just because you want to be, you know, the tourist that tries it. Don't support that part of the industry. Support the wildlife watching part of the industry. Still spend your money in Iceland and go support people that are doing the right thing for the environment. And then go teach other people about it. Because if tourists stop buying the whale meat because... it's trendy or whatever. You know, if they stop buying it, then they won't sell it anymore. They'll find something else to do.
Exactly. And you know, that's one thing I picked up in Iceland. I talked to some people who were born and raised there, and, you know, we asked them about the whale meat. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I eat it. You know, I'm born and raised here. It's minke whale. It's fin whale.
They eat it, they said?
Yeah, minke whale. Well, I'm not sure if he's currently, but he told me about all the whales that he can eat. You know, he spoke great English. And yeah, he told me minke whale, fin whale, and the occasional humpback. They feed upon it. But as he said, it's not huge. Every country seems to say it's not a big thing, you know. And
which kind of sounds like, then why did they stop doing it?
In the Faroes is where I was talking to mainly like college age people. Mm-hmm. And they were saying amongst youngsters, younger folks, it's kind of like a, you know, like a, we don't touch the stuff, you know, mm-hmm. type of deal. Yet some are really strong about, you know, I'm a Faroese, these are my traditions, you know, back off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then some even said, another girl I was talking to, she said, it's what we brought this up a few times, it's like that teenage rebellious thing, you know, You're going to tell me not to do it? I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some countries just tradition, you know, they don't like their cultures and traditions change. So some will do that. But look at even our culture, you know, hopefully things can change or they can find a substitute. Like, for example, I feel bad killing a Christmas tree, having a real tree sometimes, you know. There might be ways around. I'm not saying, you know, a whale, killing a whale is, you know, easily replaced by an artificial whale, but, you know, you never know. Someday we'll think of something.
In this day and age, I think there's a way to creatively solve most problems.
Yeah. And Greenland, same thing. Biggest island in the world. Huge. Not many people. Most of the people there, still natives, Inuits, who still practice all those Inuit traditions, you know. Seals are still readily, you know, taken over there. In fact, it's part of their national costume, you know. And that country, as big as it is still super rural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, biggest island in the world. But I was telling you guys, I was in the fourth biggest city over there, Qaqortoq. Sorry if I butchered that name. But fourth biggest city, you would think, you know, in our American viewpoint of our population, oh, cool, maybe 1 million people, right? 3,000 people. As my sister said, like, when she heard that, she's like, that's a high school, you know? Yeah. And I love, I don't know, Greenland is just a fascinating place. That's the one place that was just kind of like, oh, I really loved it. But the other day, I put in that hashtag of that city on Instagram. You know, I recognize the people in the pictures, the dogs. It's a small town. You know, and I got to talk to some of their people. And, yeah, they straight up told me about seal fur is still a big, big thing there, part of their tradition and culture. And, you know, it's a meal for them. They use every part. You know, they use every part, even the bones. Marine mammal bones are so rich in oil that you can burn that. If you don't have wood, you can burn that.
Mm.
Yeah. And whales every now and then. But it's a mix of cultures there, too. Native and a lot of Northern Europeans have gone there and kind of, you know, made it a unique place. A good big old, you know, melting pot over there. And then I left there. And went to all over Canada. Went to Newfoundland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Newfoundland, Canada. Mm. And went whale watching there. Saw humpbacks and puffins and all kinds of good stuff over there. There's a few whale watching companies around there. I was on the, I don't know how they split. There's like Labrador, Newfoundland, which mm-hmm. is like, you know,
yeah,
actually attached to the mainland. And then, you know, the big old island, Newfoundland, and I was there in St. Anthony and well watched over there and got to talk to them for a bit and give them our card.
Did you talk to that guy, Mathroy, I think?
Yeah, so actually, yeah, he knew I was going to Quebec, so we messaged, but unfortunately I couldn't meet up with him, but we were literally in the same places at the same time. So I was there, had some free time, you know, wandered and trying to meet people, and I was like, oh, look, the climate change protests. So decided to do that instead of touristy things.
Yeah.
So, went through that march, and I think I know a little bit of French now for being there so long. Yeah, so after that, yeah, I actually did go whale watching also in Quebec. And we were in the St. Lawrence River, zigzagging, and just on the main mothership, you know, saw like 10 humpbacks, minke whales, you know, white-beaked dolphins everywhere. But actually whale watching, what's the town I went to? I can't even pronounce it. I don't speak French. Tadoussac, yeah. Went all the way to Tadoussac. On the searching for beluga whales, and man, not even like 5 minutes into the trip, we like leave the dock. I looked to my left, I was like, oh, there we go. it was pretty easy. And then I'm watching these beluga, and then right past it, I see a minke whale, and I was like, whoa, that's awesome. And then we start looking, and there's like about 8 beluga whales just right there. Unfortunately, you're gonna look at my pictures, and I was like, oh, you know, that's a nice big white back in the water, Eric. You know, there's not much detail because it's 400 meters distance you got to keep that's from them over
insane.
There. Yeah, so it's just
why?
Like,
are
here.
The beluga whales hunted or something?
Well, they're really vocal, so they want to keep it quiet as possible for them, and especially with the calves, I guess they say that the noise really does mess with them. So
they are called the canaries of the sea.
Yeah, and the neat thing about that particular area, so some of our beluga populations migrate a great distance, right?
Yeah.
These basically are in like this little inlet, and they kind of just one season, move like a few miles that way, and then another part of the season, they move a few miles that way. So they technically are moving, but a really short distance, so they're always there in that area. And then this was literally one of the best whale watching experiences I ever had. My beluga, the minke whales there, you know, here it's like, okay, if I see it once, I'm not even going to bring it up to my passengers. Over there, they swim towards the boat. They swim next to the boat. You know, they're like big dolphin over there. It's kind of weird. I wonder why, you know, over there, they just show so much better. They had three fin whales and like two humpback whales. So I got a good mix just right there in that town. Yeah.
Cool.
So good experience there. And other than that, it was a great whale watching, learning experience and learning about different cultures and their viewpoints on, you know, wildlife and marine life out there was amazing. I mean, that was my favorite part, just meeting the people out there. So that was it.
I didn't even know you were going to go whale watching that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got lucky when I, like I told you, people found out I was going. And all of a sudden, I think thanks to this podcast, and you know, it's just people are like, hey, you should visit so-and-so. You should go here. You should go here. You should talk to so-and-so. I was like,
I didn't know you would have that much time off the ship, though.
Yeah. I got, you know, we actually, me and my sister.
I kind of want to do this tour now.
Yeah. Me and my sister, you know, we kind of like to, you know, stay away from the mainstream and like be on our own. So, you know, we actually canceled a few things just so we can like meet up with people. And we tried our best to like actually meet locals and stuff like that to talk to them and stuff like that. Cool. You saw those pictures I told you about. I don't want to share the general public, but yeah, went into markets, you know, opened up freezers and stuff like that. I'm going, what the hell's in here? So yeah. So we did all that because you know, I like, if I was like, I think a few of our, you know, I told you guys, if I wasn't a biologist, I'd probably be an anthropologist, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. So it was a good experience. I'd
be a paleontologist.
I know. Slater's like freaking Jurassic Park all of a sudden, man.
I'm out of here, guys. I'm going back.
He's gonna like, steal my Jeep.
He's going back to the Eocene to check it out.
He kept on. Yesterday he went and started talking about the Eocene.
Oh my god!
I'm going back, dude.
He's obsessed with the Eocene right now.
I'm taking him digging.
I'm so mad. There's no animals anymore. There were so many before.
So I was awake, but I was laying in my bed one morning a couple weeks ago, and Slater texts me and says, "Dude, the Eocene was lit."
What's so funny, dude? You guys are jealous. I'm going to go be the first photographer to go back in time and do that.
Yeah, then he texted me and said, I might go back. No one's really photographing.
You're probably going to get like eaten before you even take your first photo.
Dude. I'm going to go back as a basilosaurus and they're going to, and then I'm going to hold a camera in my teeth.
You're going to be in the water, get a good housing.
Oh my gosh. So that's what Slater's been doing since you've been gone?
Yeah, since I've been gone, Slater's became a paleontologist, everyone.
He did get to go see Nick Pyonson.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of paleontologists.
I got autographs for me and not you guys.
Talk what? About that.
I'm just kidding. I didn't get an
autograph. Oh, tell him the fun fact about the genetics. I love that fun fact you told
Wasn't
me.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I don't want to say it's a fact because we don't know. But
it makes sense.
But it's like I guess, what would you call that? A guess? Like a estimation?
Or theory.
Conjecture.
A something scientific.
Hypothesis.
Basically, yeah. So he was talking about, he was talking about his book a little bit. It was kind of like to tell about his book.
Yeah.
I think in some like updated stuff on it too.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things he was talking about was, well, for those of you guys who don't know the book, it's
Spying on Whales.
Spying on Whales, the Past, Present, and Future of Whales. And so he was talking about South Georgia Island being, South Georgia Island.
Mm-hmm.
Being having multiple whaling stations on it in like the 1920s.
Yeah.
And he said they killed like well over 2 million whales.
Right.
And which in those whales was a lot of blue whales. And that's in south, and the south is where all the bigger blue whales were. Okay.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Are you looking at my dog?
She's being really cute.
She has her foot on Eric. So south of the equator, I guess, is where all the bigger blue whales
were.
Right,
right.
And so by them killing all of them, they think that the reason we don't have like 100-foot blue whales anymore, there might be a few around, but that we don't see them a lot is because they think they killed off the gene.
Yeah.
Like, so all the whales used to be much bigger.
They fish down the food chain.
Yeah, so.
You take the big ones first.
Well, I don't even think it was. I think they just killed them all, big or small.
Well, that too, but.
But yeah, so.
You want the best bang for your buck.
You can't. I mean, two little whales don't make a big whale. So.
Right.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty neat that they think that that's why there's not bigger whales anymore.
But over time, it's showing that the whales are getting
bigger. Yeah, the whales are getting bigger, like the humpbacks and the sperm whale and some other whales are like growing over time. They're getting bigger. But like blue whales were always big. They were bigger before because of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't like the biggest, the longest 110 feet or 110, something? Yeah. From the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah. That's 110 whaling records. But yeah. That's 110. I think official, what, 98?
Was? That was California, I thought, yeah. Was 98 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, really? In California? Mm-hmm. Washed up or something?
No, I think from whaling as well.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
yeah, Northern Hemisphere, longest recorded in California was 98, and then down
south. I wonder how they measured it, too. Like, did they
with a ruler.
Straight across really or, like, ruler. Up and around, though? Because it could change some things.
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, the curvature. Yeah, you're across. Right. The curvature could change it, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably straight across when it was dead on the deck.
Yeah.
Or side by side with the ship.
Yeah. What other fun facts did you learn from him? Other than
the Eocene was lit.
The Eocene was lit.
Quote. Well, that they have a basilosaurus in New York.
I want to say they have the skeleton.
Yeah.
Mm.
They have the skeleton, and I want to go over there and look at it.
All right, let's go.
That'd be fun.
And there was some other stuff, but, you know, looking around, some people had notepads, and I did not. And I didn't want to have my phone out because I just felt like...
Rude.
Yeah, and he was looking right at me. Like, I just had a straight shot for the cell phone. He could see it.
So, he was looking right at you?
Did
you
no, do I mean, like, he could have seen
like,
my phone.
Was he like, oh, that's Slater Moore photography. No. I want his autograph.
He's like, man, he's been talking about my book a lot. He's my biggest promoter.
I messaged him, and he said, I said, hey, I loved the talk today, and I love to tell people to read your book anytime I can. So, thank you. And he said, thanks, bye.
Then he said this in P.S.
Oh, and then I
the
said
Eocene P.S. was lit.
Well, dude, he said if anyone wants to go to South Georgia and start digging up whale bones, let me know because I really want to do it. And
wait,
I
was what? Like, I'm in.
What? Oh,
that's what I told him.
When?
He just said, like, if anyone's trying to do that, I want to do that.
Get some time off where yeah. Go dig. Be fun.
Why not? Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go dig.
Let's dig it up. So, yeah, I saw Nick Pines and Wiregon. And that was the same day you were doing the climate strike.
Oh, you know why I didn't go to Nick Pyonson?
Why?
Because I was on the boat, and guess what I saw?
Oh, not a letter back, but...
Casper.
Finally, jeez.
That's about time.
That's so, like, 2000 and then, like, 16?
Whatever.
He's,
no, you did not see it in 2016. You didn't move here in 2017.
It's about a three-year-old
No, it's been sighted since 2015, or 2014.
So it should be on its own already, right? Because it used to seem
it like... kind of was.
Okay. Because Rizzo should only be with mommy, what, 2.5 years?
When we saw it, it was pretty independent from mom, like, the whole time, during the whole sighting. It was, like, with the boat and, like, forgot that the other dolphins were around. It was, like, hanging
Casper's
with the boat.
Casper's really diatommy this year, too. Does it
yes.
seem like it?
Yes.
Yeah, super yellow diatommy.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't mind. It was perfect.
I'm okay being yellow, but...
It was perfect.
And
the
you guys
way
are trying
it
to change his name or what?
Yeah,
I like the name Lunar.
Why change its name? I know. Why do you have to change it? It's already
attacking you.
Yeah, we're attacking you.
I can change it if I want to.
You can't. You can just change someone's name.
Dude, there's like, no happy will for Rizzo's Dolphins making it official.
2 years old.
No, it's like 5 years old.
Oh, then you can't change it.
Why not? I think Casper's dumb.
Wow. Kids.
So
cover
basic.
Cover your ears.
So basic.
Whatever.
I like Lunar. I
hope you never see Casper ever again.
Well, I had an amazing encounter with
Casper.
It, so it's okay if I don't
can't wait to see Casper later.
I saw him breach. And
no, you
slap.
Did not.
Yeah, I did. Look at my photos.
You saw a breach?
Yeah.
I've seen Casper's flukes.
I've seen his flukes. Too. I have pictures of the flukes.
I've seen Casper's eye.
Yeah, me too.
Me as well.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have pictures of
Caitlin it. Caitlin sees it one time, acts like she knows.
I know. You saw it once, and then it's like, it just
I saw
came
it twice
out of the water
in
for
one day.
Yeah, we'll see it twice in 2 years, okay?
It's like math. You see it twice, it means you didn't see it because it's like evens out. It's like negatives.
Wait, what?
What?
Nothing.
Dude. Don't try and be giving us math analogies.
Anyway, so me and
I'm
Eric.
I'm not that kind of Asian. I'm really bad at math. I'm sorry.
Me and Eric are going in November to Bakersfield to the what?
Sharktooth Hill.
What's the museum called?
You guys are dusting me?
Buena Vista Natural History Museum.
Yeah, I'm going there and we're going to be digging up some shit.
You're dusting me.
And guess what? Whatever
you're
I keep,
gone,
I'm taking home
you?
With me. Yeah. They can't tell me no. Or can they?
If it's a very scientifically important specimen, they can say no because it's private property.
A new species of humpback.
What?
What?
It's a couple million old.
What if I found like Pachycetus?
Dude, that'd be lit.
Pachycetus wasn't even from. I don't think you'll find
it in South America.
No, yeah, I don't think Pachycetus, Pakistan.
No, that's not what it stands for.
What does it stand for?
It was for freaking. It was when Pangea.
It's not pachyderm.
First off, let me tell you guys something. Because when Pangea was around, it could have been anywhere.
When Pangea was.
You guys don't know, dude.
Talking like.
Freaking... I really do. I think it was from Pakistan, honestly. Oh, I remember reading, looking it up. It was. Is it?
Oh, what? My God.
I'm just imagining him dress, for Halloween. He's gonna dress up like Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah, what are you gonna wear?
Bandana
for Halloween,
around his
dude?
Neck. He's gonna be all. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm not. Dun, 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 dun. First off, someone needs to buy me like a brush kit.
You don't need a. I got the tools
right
in the back
here,
of the Jeep.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I got tools in the back.
Those
of the
are
Jeep.
For my Bob Ross paintings.
Happy clouds.
Happy yeah, that's what he says. He's like, let's put some happy trees. It's some happy water.
I was watching him when he was alive.
Yeah.
I'm old.
He's on PBS, dude.
Yeah, okay. You weren't alive yet. He died in 1993 or 96.
I was alive.
Yeah, you were like 4.
And he was on PBS.
Wow, I was 93. I clearly remember days in 93.
I was born in 93.
Huh, baby.
That makes you old.
Makes me cool and experienced.
Anyways, you guys, Eric's back. Oh, we have some crazy freaking news to tell you. Caitlin is leaving town. I'm telling you.
Forever.
Because Caitlin was going to forget.
No, I was not going to forget.
Yeah, we got to tell them real quick.
Yeah, I didn't know if people knew. So that I was about to say, you're not going to be here, but I didn't know what they meant.
Oh, yeah. No, people know. But you guys are some of the first people to hear it outside of people that actually know me. I got a job at Pacific Whale Foundation in Maui. So I'm leaving at the end of October to go start my new job. I'm out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for bailing on us.
Wow. They're really jealous, which is why they're being mean.
I'm going to be going over there this
Slater's winter. Like, can I stay for a month?
I'll be visiting you. But is Casper over in Maui?
No, but maybe something else cool is going to be there.
Not Casper.
So I saw it. We're good. I checked it off the list before I left.
Oh, guess what won't be there? Leatherback turtles.
Yeah, but guess what they see out of the harbor I'm working out of in the springtime? Whale sharks.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Manta rays.
Been there, done that.
You have not seen a manta ray.
I swam with manta rays and then proposed to my wife.
Oh, he did.
He was in Fiji.
I went to Manta Ray Island Resort.
Fiji, I forgot about that.
Hey, bye, Caitlin.
That was before you even
knew. No, we're all really excited for Caitlin and her new job in Hawaii. It's going to be super exciting, and we're all going to go over there and watch Humpbacks together.
Oh, yeah, Humpbacks.
And we honestly don't know exactly how the podcast is going to go. We're probably going to do some, like, Skype calls is what we've talked about so far.
Yeah, whoever's good with technology, let us know, because I know, like, radio DJs, they do it. Yeah,
we Skype, and there's a record button, and we'll do it that way.
But will it still sound, like, as good as we are now?
You'll take the mic with you and plug it into your laptop.
Don't forget to take the mic with you.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I don't know if microphones exist in Maui.
I think what we'll do is me and Eric will do some, and then I think we'll probably be doing a lot more guests.
Yep.
Is what me and Caitlin were kind of talking about right before you got back.
Yeah.
We'll probably do some more guests.
Can we always call the guest replacement, Caitlin?
No. That's weird.
So, yeah. But...
Here's our special guest. Today's replacement, Caitlin, is...
Caitlin's replacement.
Ay.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I just bought a new water bottle. So if anyone knows any ocean whale nerds, or not whale nerds,
stickers.
Any stickers, I want to put stickers on my water bottle. So hit
besides
me up.
Besides the whale nerds,
hit me up on
you're gonna get like 100 people send you stickers and you're going to buy more water bottles.
Hey, I'm really excited about my new water bottle. It stays cold for 2 days.
You bought two, too.
I bought one for my wife.
Yeah, that was a fun shopping excursion.
It has one killer whale sticker on it right now. So I need more.
Eric's back from his trip. Caitlin's moving to Hawaii. Slater needs stickers for his water bottle.
is that the point of our podcast?
That's in summary what has happened today.
Thank you for listening.
My summary is travel the world, guys.
With an
open
mind.
Check out other cultures with an open mind. Try not to condemn entire countries for the actions of a handful of people. Be sweethearts.
Just be a good
boy. Did I just say sweetheart?
Come whale watching with us on October 11th.
Oh, yeah, October 11th.
We're all going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of people that love whales, and some people from Pacific Northwest are going to be down.
Oh, that's right.
Adam's coming up from Santa Barbara. There's going to be a lot of, like, whale nerds on
the
boat.
Man, if Adam shows up, super ultra rare things might show up.
Yeah. Like, maybe northern right whale dolphins. So. Anyways, you guys, that's this episode 38, and hopefully we'll see you next week, and we'll be on time.
That'd be great.
Okay, we're going to record tomorrow night.
We are?
Well, we need to. We're going to do one tomorrow.
I have plans.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Eric always has plans, so maybe next year.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye, guys.